We are following a very tense situation in Yemen. This is a country that has been in civil war for more than 3 years now. This is in many ways a proxy war between regional powers, with Saudi Arabia and its allies taking on rebels who are backed by Iran. This morning, there are fears that the United Arab Emirates, a Saudi ally, is preparing an attack on the Yemeni city of Hodeidah. There are hundreds of thousands of people there. This is a coastal town where humanitarian relief flows into Yemen, but now the United Nations and Red Cross are both evacuating their employees. NPR's Jane Araf covers this region. She's been following the story and joins us on Skype this morning from Jordan. Hi there, Jane.
Hi, David.
Can you tell me a little more about Hodeidah and the situation there and why the city has come into focus?
Yeah, so Yemen already was one of the poorest countries in the world, and it has very few resources. So most of its food, its medicine, its fuel is imported. And most of that is imported through Hodeidah, which is a port on the Red Sea. So the fighting has been going on for 3 years. Now, this has been an incredibly bitter battle, largely played out of sight of Western minds because it is far away and it's very hard to get access. But in the past week or so, the fighting has intensified. And troops, pro-government troops, backed by the United Arab Emirates, have been approaching and threatening to seize the port. And that's why everyone's so concerned, because so much of that aid comes through it.
Why now? And any reason that the Saudis and their allies from the Emiratis would decide to attack the city at this moment? I mean, this has been going on for a few years, as you said.
Well, a lot of it is opportunity. They feel they've made gains. They have advanced closer to the port. And part of it is kind of the really interesting and complicated geopolitical situation. So at the heart of this fight is Houthi rebels who are allied with Iran. And then on the other side, you have the Saudis, the Emiratis, and they feel empowered, by the way, by the United States. So a lot of people in the Gulf, for instance, see this as a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And this is another way to get at Iran. But it's the civilians here who are suffering, and suffering even more lately with the intensified fighting and the pullout of the UN and other aid groups.
Wasn't the risk always that there could be terrorist groups who could basically be setting up shop in Yemen if the country remained in civil war and there was no real resolution to this?
So that has been one argument. And in fact, the Saudis accused the Houthis, for instance, of smuggling arms in through that port. But it's greatly overshadowed by the immense humanitarian crisis. The UN, and I spoke to the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen as she left for Sana'a last night, Lise Grande, warns that there could be 250,000 people at grave risk, for instance, if there's a prolonged shutdown of the port. It's a country that's basically held hostage by the fighting between these two powers and what a lot of people see as their proxies. So again, it's considered the worst humanitarian disaster in the world, and that's because there are 22 million people who depend on aid. Cholera is rampant. It's a very vulnerable country, and it's getting even more and more vulnerable as these aid groups pull out of the port city to other areas.
All right. If a port where humanitarian relief comes through is potentially being attacked, that could be a bad sign that things are getting even worse in Yemen. NPR's Jane Araf, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, Jane.
Thank you.